You're listening to The V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. This podcast is designed to give you reflective time to engage yourself around sensitive life topics for the purpose of offering manageable perspectives for your daily journey. Hey, 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 it's The V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. I'm Camille Veronica, and there's something about doing that intro without my partner that just seems a little strange. However, I'm here for him. My brother Vessel is on his way home to one of his homes to be with his family. We are keeping him in our prayers as he travels and praying for safe travels and praying that the celebration of his brother will truly be that, a celebration of his life. So I am in the space. And I'm doing the show today and happy that you have taken the time to tune in. It's Friday and this is our usually very adult conversation. And you know, I don't have that wretched edge in me that, but Vessel was able to bring it out every once in a while from me. I like to think that there's a little wretched in me somewhere. I don't really ask for it to come out too often because it's just not necessary for me. However, I do have a topic for today, and I would love your feedback. Let me know what you think about this one, because I think this one here is one of those things we gotta be honest about. We gotta be vulnerable about, and that's trust. How do you know when you can trust, if you trust, or when you can trust your partner? And I thought I was going to go in one direction with this, but then had a conversation with my husband and realized, no, I need to go in another direction. But how do you know when you can trust your partner, or do you trust your partner? That's a good question, I think. Do you trust your partner? And in partner, I mean, whatever relationship status you are in, you name the status, that's yours, whether it be married, unmarried, that's on you. But the person that you are linked to, do you trust them? Not too long ago, I had been in Michigan. Many of you have known that for regular listeners, I've been in Michigan for a while. And my husband's been holding things down in Miami. And a friend of mine was talking to me and he said, well, it doesn't look like you're coming back to Miami anytime soon. I said, well, you know, as it is needed, I will be back. He said, oh, well, what about your husband? And I said, well, what about him? Well, he's not worried about you. And I said, well, any concerned husband should be worried about his wife in terms of her health. And, you know, he's like, no. I mean, like, he's not worried that somebody else might try to slip in. I almost clutched pearls because I was like, I didn't expect that conversation from him, but I didn't expect the conversation. So I was like, well, I don't think he'd have any reason to think that there would be a problem or somebody's trying to slip in. And so first of all, we're in a pandemic and I am relishing the idea of not going out because I am equally an introvert as I am an extrovert. And my introvert was very happy to be on lockdown. Very, very happy. Told the introvert, just hold it down, girl. You're going to be all right because I'm going to take over here. So that's one thing. I wasn't out. Two, very few people that I knew from my hometown knew I was even home. And even fewer of them even still live there. So there wasn't really a lot of opportunity for me to be out and about and everybody know, oh, I'm up in town. Everybody come holler at me. But even if there had been, I was very clear that I had no intention of making myself available in that kind of way or being ready for something else to happen. I have been asked that question more than once though, partly because my husband is from Ghana and travels outside and comes back various times of the year, for various amounts of time. And the question always becomes, well, how does he know what you're doing? And I said, well, how do I know what he's doing? Okay, Here's the thing. In your relationship, you got to have something up front that lets you know the character of the person that you are in relationship with. I like to believe, and I believe I've pointed out to my husband, that I am definitely a creature of habit. At one point, everybody in our household knew my schedule to the point that if I did not leave out the house at certain times, they were questioning, aren't you going to rehearsal? Don't you have, a meeting? Don't you? They knew my routine. Most of us are really like that, but some of us don't want to admit it. And so I would get up, and on Monday I had a rehearsal. Tuesday evening I was usually home. Wednesday evening, usually Thursday, Friday, rehearsals. Saturday, rehearsals. Oh, and I had an extra little side hustle in the morning. Saturday morning, side hustle. Afternoon, rehearsal. Then I'd go run some errands and be back home. My husband knew this routine. So much so that it was very unlikely for there to be a reason for me to step outside of it. And I pointed that out to him because I said, you know what? I leave you in a good position that you don't have to worry about what's my wife going to be doing. And I was just telling him that because I just wanted him to see, like, I don't give you reason to worry about what I'm doing. And not to say that he gives me reason to worry, because that's the other thing. Men and women have different ways of communicating information. And while I will probably just come right out and tell you something, you have to watch my husband. You just have to watch his routine. But something that he shared with me, he's telling me about a friend of his who I happen to know, who has moved from his home country, and he and his wife are living in another country. And he found out his wife was having relationships outside of their home. And she happened to be having these relationships with friends of his. And I said, well, how do you know how to trust your friends around your wife? And my husband's response was, it wasn't about his friends, it was about me. That he had to know who I am and what I'm likely to do. So that a friend could be attracted to me, but that it wouldn't necessarily mean that I would act on that or be lulled into that, opportunity. Now, let me be real clear, y'all, because I'm not above the law. Let me be really, really clear. Anything can happen to anybody. And one of the things that my husband pointed out that I was like, dude, this is so true. You got to make sure that you or your friends are not in a situation that can produce something other than what should be there. You might find, okay, my husband has friends who are attractive and I like their energy, but that's about as far as it is for me. Like, I just acknowledge that that's a good looking brother. Love the way he works. Love the way he handles his business. If he's married and he's good to his wife, love all that. But that's not for me to move beyond that. However, we can find ourselves in situations where it starts out innocently. You're just joking with somebody at work. Or, when your husband friend comes over, or he's just helping you out because, you like his sister, we'll say, right? Okay. And then you start realizing, okay, he's kind of all right. And vice versa. She's kind of, but yeah, I'm going from the perspective of husband to wife. Okay, fine. So you find yourself in these situations. And my husband was saying, like, don't get yourself in places or spend time in ways that it can move beyond what it is. Now, if you stop past the house and you came to see my husband and he wasn't here, and I said, hey, come on in and wait for a moment. He's right on his way. And I offer you some tea or something like that. Okay, then I'm going to go do what I need to do, because I should be comfortable enough and I should be secure enough that you're not going to be like, coming in my bedroom to go, hey, what's going, what are you doing in here? No, you're going to sit in that front room where I left you, or you're going to sit in the kitchen where I put you at the table, and you're not going to do anything else. So there has to be a thing that we know we're not putting ourselves in positions where we're spending maybe too much time with somebody outside of our partner, or the conversation isn't such that, you know, the person feels at liberty to say just about anything they want to. Now, there are some of my husband's friends, not a lot of them, not a whole lot of them, that have confided some things in me, just trying to get a perspective on, you know, what do you think about this, da 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 da. But that's it. Nothing more. Not anything more than, let me just bend your ear for a minute. They have confidentiality with me. They say what they have to say, and they move on. Not where they're bringing in things I'm like, ooh, okay, now hold up. Let me clutch pearls because I don't feel comfortable around you. And that's the other part. Should it happen that way? Should there be some reason why it happens? You're either going to say, this is not for me, or you're going to fall into it and be like, well, you know, I mean, I don't know how it happened. I mean, one minute we were just talking and next to me, oops. Yeah. No, you have to have your radar on to know, like, wait a minute, this is, you know, beep, 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 you're getting too close. So there has to be something in place. And one of the things you got to watch for, behavioral changes. That's how you know something's going on. Behavioral changes. And it's not that we are monitoring one another in a way that is like, you can't do anything. It's just, you are observing. You are aware of what's going on around you. So when my husband tells me of his friend whose wife was having relationships outside of the marriage, outside of the home, he was telling because he was shocked. Because he didn't see anything beforehand that would say this woman would do this. He didn't see anything beforehand that would say his friends, who are like brothers, would do this. And so his conversation was pure shock. You have to watch for signs. And I'm going to say this. Brothers, a lot of times, y'all leave out real big signs, you know, almost like you want us to see that you're doing something. Yeah. You leave an email open. And look, I do not go through phones. I did that before. Don't want to do it again. I don't see how that helps the situation. But I know this much. I carry myself in a way that I believe my husband's friends would think twice before approaching me. I don't care how cool they think I am or how much they speak highly of me. And I appreciate that. I don't always know that they do until later on and my husband tells me something. And I'm like, oh, they said that about me? But I carry myself in such a way that they would have to question, you know, not only if they had a chance, but what my husband would do once they found out. They'd have to question that because I'm putting myself in a position where my husband knows my routine. He knows my character. He knows that, you know, the least likely thing I'm going to do is entertain some foolishness. If you are in a relationship and you're wondering if you can trust the person, don't worry so much about the people on the outside. Work on the relationship you have. Build the trust. And if the person has stepped outside of the relationship, you still have an opportunity to trust. But not, and it's not just stepping outside of relationships. Let me just say, build the trust in general. That if ever the character of your partner is questioned, you can stand firm to say, I know this about my partner. I know that my partner is X, Y, and Z, or will not do, you know, 1, 2, 3. How do you know you can trust your partner? Do you trust your partner? This is the V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. I'm Camille Veronica, and please let me know what you think about this topic. Leave us a message, send us a hook us up on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter. But we love to hear from you. And we love to know that you are taking care and keeping safe, because this virus that's out here is still out there. Y'all stay safe. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to The V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow with Vessel and Camille Veronica. We appreciate you listening and hope you'll follow us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You'll find us at The V-Spot Radio. If you want to send us an email, email us at vspotradio@gmail.com. We love to hear from you and we love your feedback. Please let us know of topics that you're interested in hearing from us. Thank you.